Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. While Michigan's child welfare system has had problems in the past, leading to a 2006 lawsuit, there has been a dramatic turnaround since the beginning of the year with a new leader in charge. Joining me now, the current director of the Michigan Department of Human Services and former Michigan Supreme Court Justice Maura Corrigan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. Glad to be with you this afternoon.
You know, last September, the Michigan Department of Human Services had repeatedly failed to meet benchmarks in its court-ordered overhaul of its foster care system. What kind of benchmarks was the department not meeting at the time?
The department principally had issues with regard to child protection in terms of caseloads for child workers. In addition, the department was failing with regard to training for the workers and the ability to meet the requirements of the 2008 consent decree. And there was a fundamental issue with the production of data.
In response to some of that, one of the first things you apparently did was hire in 800 workers to improve the case ratio. How many cases were workers being assigned before the new hires were brought in?
Well, we were hurt badly by early retirement at the end of December. We lost 1,300 employees at DHS, and about 700 of those were child welfare workers. So the caseloads rose astronomically. Sometimes people were carrying caseloads of one worker to 40 children's cases, some one to 50. So the consent decree called for child protection workers to have caseloads of 1 to 12 and foster care and adoption to have 1 to 15. And given our huge hiring push, we expect to be there. We've done all the hiring, and we expect to meet the caseload targets by the fall. We have a lot of people in training right now.
Now, in terms of the new computer system, you know, some might be surprised that in 2011, a system like this was already not in place. And I guess the computer system is meant to improve case tracking. How were these cases being tracked before this system was brought in?
We have a system called SWIFT, an older system. It's hardwired. It's siloed. So the private agencies and the courts and DHS could not share information readily. And the new computer system, the acronym is SACWIS, I believe it's State Automated Child Welfare Information System. The courts and the private agencies and DHS will all share a common platform so that when a judge enters an order on a given day, it'll be accessible to everybody involved in the case. Currently, we're re-entering, we're entering orders at DHS, the court enters. We cannot easily share information. So this will be new and different. In addition, our workforce will be mobile. They'll be out in the field instead of stuck at the office at their computer screen entering data. They'll be able to do it on the road and be in the field working the cases as they should.
You know, without this court order that dictates this level of performance when it comes to the child welfare system, does history show us that we'd likely see a much less effective system otherwise?
You know, that is an issue that I take. We have this lawsuit. We've got to meet the requirements of the decree. But I know the good people of Michigan, and I believe that we're fully capable of running the system ourselves and of meeting the needs of our children. We understand because we have a crew of very well-educated professionals and very experienced people what we need to do to run the system. And we can make our case to the governor and the legislature without federal auditors and federal decrees. I firmly believe that.
How many children are currently in the welfare system in Michigan?
Currently, we have about 14,700 children who are in the foster care system. That's down from a high of around 19,000 when I started doing this work about 8 years ago. So our numbers are coming down of children in the system, and that's healthy. We have fewer children in out-of-home care. We're terminating the parental rights of fewer parents. And all these are to the good. We're also placing more children with relatives than we did before. And again, we know that that is healthy for children and reduces trauma.
A bill that limits welfare benefits to 4 years will soon be making its way to the governor's desk for a signature. Senate Democrats unanimously voted against the legislation, saying that 12,000 families will be kicked off the rolls as of this coming October. How will this impact the children in those families?
Well, at this point, the legislature is looking at clarifying the law with regard to children and families. It is our expectation that we will work with the individuals affected, the 12,600 of them, to get them to job training and to education programs, and that we will be working with every one of those cases to make sure that they are not left stranded. That is a huge goal. Other surrounding states among us have limits on welfare and view welfare, family independence benefits, as a helping hand, not a permanent handout, a hand up. For example, our sister state of Indiana has a two-year limit, and the federal limit itself is 60 months. So I think it's a change for us, but a change that is one that the rest of the country has embraced and one that we will work our way through. We need people to become self-sufficient, and we need to assist them in that endeavor.
How often are families with children in the welfare system able to work their way out of their impoverished conditions? Do you have a general percentage?
Well, our goal is to move as many people to self-sufficiency as we can, and we estimate that the actual numbers of persons who are in the system are not as large as you think. We have about 2.5 million people who are drawing food assistance benefits, but the numbers who are on this particular program are in the range of, I believe, 85,000, so it is not as large a number as you might anticipate.
I'm talking to Maura Corrigan, director of the Michigan Department of Human Services and former Michigan Supreme Court Justice. How much of an increase have we seen in these economic times in terms of the department seeing children in the welfare system over the past several years? And do you anticipate that number to continue growing at this point?
No, I don't. We've had actually a reduction in the numbers of children in the welfare system. We went from about 19,000 in as I said, about 8 years ago. We're down at 14,700 now. We're doing a really good job of getting the children with terminated parental rights to permanency. We have only 3,100 children available for adoption, and 90% of those kids have identified adoptive parents. That number is down by about half from when I started this, where we had about 6,000 children in the child welfare system with terminated parental rights. So our numbers are coming down, and we're doing a better job of getting our kids to permanency.
In fact, you said that you want to get 77% of state adoptions finalized within 1 year.
Right.
Currently, that time can take from 34 days to more than 12 years.
Right.
How can that be?
Well, unfortunately, sometimes the children have identified adoptive parents, and there's a holdup for some reason in the adoption being finalized. That's something that we're scrutinizing very carefully. For example, one adoption has been held up for a long time because of our inability to get a birth certificate from the state of Florida. It's an interstate adoption. Sometimes children have very serious mental issues, and they may be in residential treatment, and the adoptive parents are identified, but the adoption doesn't go through while the children are in treatment. So there's all sorts of reasons that can hold up the adoption from being finalized. What we're trying to do is surgically isolate the reasons that are slowing the cases down and move every one of those as quickly as we can. Our best record so far is getting to finalization in 72% of the cases. So our goal is to get these children moved within a year of the time that they're available for adoption.
And in terms of, this limitation on welfare that we're going to see with this bill that will be signed by the governor, are you generally concerned that with the state running out of money and it's the conditions we have financially, that ultimately there's going to be a problem moving ahead when it comes to really being able to properly cover these children on welfare?
I am not concerned by that. I believe Michigan is on the road to recovery. I do not think that we're going to run out of money. I think these are priority needs of people in the state of Michigan, and I have watched repeatedly the people of Michigan extend their hands, both in private, from private sources and in public sources, and I do not believe that this crisis will occur. I think we're doing better, and I know we're doing better on the child welfare front.
Maura Corrigan, director of the Michigan Department of Human Services and the former Supreme Court Justice on the Michigan Supreme Court, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.